This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. Tree climbing scientists are going to great heights to find pine genes with the perfect fit for the future. Hillary Cooper is a biologist at Northern Arizona University. Perched high up in a southwestern white pine on Mount Eldon, she gathers cones for an experiment to see if they'll grow in warmer, drier conditions.
It wasn't too windy today, but we had to climb pretty high on about a 4-inch trunk and then really stretch to get those cones at the tippy top.
Cooper is part of a team testing the resilience of southwestern white pines to climate change. She collects cones that have been artificially heated all summer in the trees with a layer of bubble wrap and polypropylene. The process allows the seeds to develop in warmer conditions. Biologist Amy Whipple is a principal investigator on the project.
In the winter, we'll bring those seeds out. We will start growing them in the greenhouse. Then we'll start to be able to compare the control seeds and the treatment seeds, see if that warming treatment affected their viability, their timing of growth, their cold hardiness, their tolerance of drought, because eventually we'll put, after growing them in the greenhouse, we will then put them out in the field.
Whipple says the pine genome is very large. She and her team are sequencing specific traits of the seedlings associated with survival.
So we can learn which markers are a sign that the tree will do well in drought or do well in fighting off the invasive disease. We'll start to get a correlation between those markers and the tree traits that we're interested in the field.
Whipple is not only testing to see if the genes are there, but if they can respond to changing or stressful environmental conditions. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.